to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. Today's show is going to be a tough conversation. We're talking about the discovery in Kamloops a few days ago. The remains of 215 Indigenous children who were forced into a residential school in the area. It's left a lot of people across the country in shock. And a lot of people not in shock because they knew that these atrocities did happen. And it just highlighted for many that this was true. Joining me over the phone is Lori Gallagher, member of the McMurray Métis. And Lori, I know that you are a residential survivor. I don't want to talk about your experience. I know that it can be very tough. I want to talk about what the next steps are going to be moving forward. But before we get into that, I know we were talking a little bit off air, and you mentioned that you have a message, or I guess a little bit of a statement you want to read off first. So whenever you're ready.
My name is Lori Gallagher, and I was born and raised here in Fort McMurray. My mother was born on McDonald Island, where the Métis Cultural Center is being built. And I'm a member of McMurray Métis 1935, and I'm a survivor from the residential schools. I was 12 years old when I was at that school in Girard, Alberta. I was there for over a year, and there were other children from Fort McMurray there too. I don't want to talk about what I saw there because it makes me cry. I want to say that this is not part of Canada's history, and we're still dealing with this today. For us, it'll never be over. And the most beautiful gift that our Creator has given us is a child. And today is National Indigenous History Month, mm-hmm. and we're looking forward to celebrating our culture and sharing it. Thank you.
Now, Lori, the one thing that really caught my attention there is that this isn't history. We know that the last residential school closed in 1996. And I'll be honest, when I moved out to Alberta just under 5 years ago from Ontario, I didn't know much about residential schools. I had heard a little bit about it, but I know that I'm not the only person to have this similar story. Do you think that there's been a lack of education when it comes to residential schools?
Yes, there is. And I think a lot of children should be brought up to date on some of this stuff that happened.
I'm curious if you've had a chance to chat with any of our younger generation and what they've learned about it. Again, we don't want to go through, the atrocities that happened there, but how much of an education is today's younger generation maybe getting in school? Have you had a chance to maybe talk with someone in your family, maybe some other, youths across the region? Have you had a chance to hear from them about what they've learned so far?
Well, I've never really brought the subject up or talked to even my children about it. Mm-hmm. And like my boy and girl, I mean, they're in their 50s now, and I'm just bringing to their attention of what some of the things that happened there when I was there. But I never did give them any history on it because I was too ashamed. And I don't know if they'd believe me or not, anyway.
I know, again, and I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, and I know that this is not an easy discussion, and I'm hoping that by having you come on our show and having a few people here, just to hear the raw emotion coming from you, just shows what and how much of an impact these schools had. And I'm like, I've heard stories, and it's just horrifying. So again, I just want to thank you for taking a couple minutes. And you mentioned again right there that you were scared that a lot of people may, especially your children, may not believe you. And I kind of mentioned it earlier that a lot of people just maybe aren't educated enough on the situation. And that's nothing against them for those who aren't educated. But do you think that maybe before this horrific discovery in Kamloops, many people were saying maybe residential schools and everything everyone was saying, it wasn't true or just wasn't to the scope that actually happened?
Well, I think that all the residential schools, like there was one in Drusard when I was there and one in Gruard. And I think those properties should be checked for graves and stuff like that, because there was over 300 boys there when I was there and probably 100 girls. And they were big residences. And, I mean, it was bad then, because there was no running water. There was, you know, it was really bad. The bathrooms were all outside. Really stuff like that, you know, people don't believe what really happened, mm-hmm. you know. So I think there should be more checking into some of these places and what they had seen. Even they have a documentary of the people that were there and the names and stuff.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Lori Gallagher.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Lori Gallagher, who is a residential school survivor who lives in the RMWB. We're talking about the discovery in Kamloops a few days ago, the remains of 215 Indigenous children who were forced into a residential school in the area. Before we continue our talk with Lori, I want to mention again that we will not be asking Lori about his experience. We understand that it's very traumatic, and we don't want him to relive these awful memories. So this conversation that we've been having is about what steps need to be taken next. In your opinion, what's the next step? We've talked about education, and that is a big step. We need to get more people in the country to understand what actually happened. And you brought up another interesting point earlier, that this isn't a history lesson. This is still an issue that's being dealt with today, though the last residential school closed in 96. That's not a long time ago. A lot of people like to say that I'm very young, and I was alive for that. So other than education, what do you think the next step has to be?
I think it should be brought up the way the children were treated, because there is nothing to say or read or anything about how they're actually treated in those residential schools, because I saw horrific things when I was in there, and I don't want to mention it.
Yeah, don't feel like you have to mention it. We don't want to have you relive those memories. If people want to learn more, we highly recommend that they, you know, go online and learn a little bit more, and you can find that information. So,
yes, exactly. Yeah, I think it should be brought forward to everybody. Mm-hmm.
So I know we've heard from the McMurray Métis themselves, other Indigenous groups in the RMWB as well, about what the next step should be. And we've been hearing a lot about making those who were responsible, you know, have some repercussions. I had a chance to speak with the Fort McKay Métis Nation earlier, and they noted that they don't think that there's been proper repercussions for what happened. Do you share that same thought?
Yes, I do. Yes, very much.
In your opinion, what is proper repercussions? Would an actual apology be enough for you? Or I know we've been hearing talks about this is a great time to really move forward on reconciliation. Is there anything else that you think is a good repercussion? And I don't want to say reconciliation is a repercussion. I want to mention that. But I know a lot of people have been saying that that's a good step forward. But when it comes to repercussions specifically, an apology, is there anything else that would work for you?
Well, the only thing I can say is that the people that did look after the children in these residential schools, most of them, like I know, were French, and a lot of them were Italian. And, you know, I think they should realize what they did. And I know most of them are probably dead now, but whoever is still is a survivor of that should be brought up and ask them what actually they did to the kids.
So you know, somewhat of an apology and just owning up to it is I would say a good step or a good first step for you.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So
like I could give you some names of the nuns and the brothers and that were there, but I don't think that's going to do any help because they're probably not. They weren't from around here. A lot of them talked French. A lot of them talked Italian. And, we couldn't even understand them, a lot of them.
For sure. Well, Lori, I don't want you to have to relive this any more than you're gracefully doing for us right now. And I appreciate you sparing as much time as you did. Before I let you go, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners? Is there anything else that we maybe didn't have a chance to chat about?
No, I would just like to say that I would like the Lord to give everyone guidance and their families and elders and children during this pandemic we're dealing with right now. And I hope everybody stays safe. Okay, thank you.
Once again, that was Lori Gallagher, a residential school survivor who lives in the RMWB. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from the McMurray Métis themselves as we talk a little bit more about the residential school system. And we try to end this conversation on more of a positive note as we talk about today's Indigenous youth.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to hear from Lori Gallagher, a local residential school survivor. We've been talking about the discovery in Kamloops a few days ago, the remains of 215 Indigenous children who were forced into residential school in the area. We didn't talk about Lori's personal experience as we didn't want to bring up traumatic events. Instead, we talked about what steps need to be taken moving forward, with Lori mentioning education, even noting that an apology would be a good first step. Now, I know that Melanie Walsh, who is the social media and events coordinator with the McMurray Métis, You've been kind of just overseeing our conversation right now, Melanie. And I know that you wanted to share a couple comments.
Thank you, Vince. I really appreciate it. And I don't want to speak on behalf of Lori, but I just wanted to add something quickly. I know Lori spoke about, you know, how everyone is dealing with this. And there's stages of grief. Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of people, how they deal with that is denial. They say, like, ignorance is bliss. But we don't deny anything that happened. I'm standing here, sitting here next to Lori's daughter, Laura. And we believe everything that Lori has told us. And he has shared a lot with Laura and I today. And we're here to support him and all the other residential school survivors. We believe them, and we are so proud of Lori for sharing with our community today. And we're proud of the rest of the city and the community in joining McMurray Métis and other Indigenous groups as we mourn the 215 and more victims of residential schools. And as this is also a time of mourning, we are looking forward to moving ahead with Lori. And this is also the first day of National Indigenous Peoples Month. And we also invite the whole community in celebrating Lori, celebrating his daughter, Laura, because we are still here today. And we look forward to sharing our culture with all of you, especially once the Métis Cultural Center is open. And again, we just like to thank everyone for joining us during this time in mourning. And we thank you for allowing us to speak today. And we'd just like to say to everyone as well, happy National Indigenous Peoples Month. We are still here today. Thank you.
Well, Melanie, is there anything else you'd like to add before we end the show?
I know I'll let you go because I know you're trying to get on at noon, but you might also want to mention, too, to congratulate the 2021 First Nations, Métis, and Inuit graduates, because today is actually the 24th annual traditional celebration of achievement. So as we are mourning the residential school survivors, again, it's to reiterate that this isn't a part of Canada's history. This is a part of Canada's present. And residential schools was not successful because we are still here today. And today we are going to honor and celebrate these Indigenous graduates of 2021. So we are so proud of them today, and we are so proud of Lori and all the other residential school survivors and their strength, because it's because of them that we are still here today and able to celebrate our culture and our modern day way of life. And tonight that is what we are going to be doing. So if people want to, they can tune into the live stream. It's going to be streamed on McMurray Métis event page, and we can celebrate all of the First Nations, Métis, and Inuit 2021 high school graduates.
Once again, that was Melanie Walsh, who is the social media and events coordinator with the McMurray Métis. Now, if you're just tuning into the show late, we will be posting this interview on our website immediately, where you have a chance to hear from Lori Gallagher, a local individual who survived a residential school. We didn't talk about his experience again, just talking about what he would like to see happen moving forward. Education looks like a good step in his mind, even an apology. But again, if you're looking for more information about residential schools, we heard from Lori, the McMurray Métis. We've heard from other Indigenous groups in the region. We've heard from the RMWB themselves as well, that you can go online. There are a bunch of websites that you can go to where you can get more information. This includes the National Center of Truth and Reconciliation. There's also a crisis line at the website where survivors can call and just talk to somebody if they're struggling. That line is 1-866-925-4419. 1-866-925-4419. Once again, that is the crisis line for residential school survivors. I know that this conversation wasn't easy, but it's definitely one that we need to have. So again, I want to thank Lori and the McMurray Métis for coming on the show. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.